Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 26th of August of the year 2020, which is day 238 of this year, or 239 if this year is a leap year, which it is. So it's the 239th day of this year, and boy, are my arms tired. Your guest today on the podcast is the Comandante of the People's Republic of the People United. Welcome to the show, Nato Green.
Hey, Alice. Hey, posters. You know, sometimes the revolution, you just get into a little bit of a sad patch.
Oh, no.
And you take some time just to, like, be with your feelings and, you know, grieve the inevitable ups and downs of insurgency and, you know, listen to some slow jams and just take a minute, you know, breathe through it.
I mean, Nato, has this got anything to do with your ignominious defeat in that recent battle on the docks?
You know, it's not so much the fact that we were defeated, but that it was so decisive and lopsided. It was disappointing. I thought we were going to put on a better show, but the forces of reaction, you know, they were preparing for war and we were preparing for brunch.
People do talk a big game on social media these days. I feel like there's a lot of brunch revolutionaries who aren't there for the lunch revolution, if you know what I mean. Later today, our top story will be campaign strategy news brought to you by Nato Green. And Nato, I'm expecting you to be right on top of campaign strategy in this moment of rest and reflection that you are presented with, currently imprisoned as you are in the local fortress. So that will be your top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said he is deeply sorry about mistakes made during the coronavirus pandemic in Australia. The second subclause of that phrase is, of course, missing there, with Mr. Morrison using the modern public announcement formal mode of English. He's saying mistakes made by the government, but the "by the government" is silent. Mistakes were made. Prime Minister Morrison then went on to announce that he will be continuing to play disappointed dad in press conferences, as it seems to be working for him. Polling numbers agree that disappointed dad is a much better look for Prime Minister Scott Morrison than his trying to be cool phase was, or when he pretends he's an average bloke who's just like you, you filthy lowlifes. And meanwhile, in America, the post-lockdown rat armies of New York are demanding a senator after their rapid evolution and growth during the coronavirus. The rat armies, having grown large and strong, recently developed weaponry and are demanding a say in the running of the country. Nato Green, have you got anything to say to the rat armies there?
Yeah, I think that they need to focus on participating in conventional channels of the political process, the proverbial New Hampshire town meeting, to let democracy run its course. I think they should, you know, start small, maybe try to run an alderman or something of that nature, a zoning board, and then work their way up.
That's all the time we have for the news stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you've got to buy your way out of despair. It's become clear that COVID is not going away anytime soon, isn't it, fam? Here at Half a Glass of Water Incorporated, we're focused on doing everything we can to make being COVID-safe a part of everyday life, whatever stage of restrictions you're living with. Tip 1. Don't sneeze into your mask. But don't take off your mask to sneeze. If you need to sneeze, just hold it in until you rupture something like your grandma said you would. Tip 2. If you're wearing a mask, wink at strangers to make up for the fact that they can't see that you have a mouth. Tip 3. Don't try to drink half a glass of water through a mask, you idiot. Instead, wait until you're in a mask-free zone, or use an elaborate series of bendy straws to get your half glass worth of water when needed. And that's your mask tips, brought to you by The Last Post and Half a Glass of Water.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, campaign strategy news brought to you by the campaign strategist himself, military mastermind Nato Green. What's happening in the world of campaign strategy right now?
Well, Alice, it's home stretch until Election Day in America. And because of COVID and the crisis of the global pandemic combined with the American government's inept response, which is a combination of see no COVID, speak no COVID, breathe no COVID, a lot of the typical methods of campaigning are not available right now. There are no campaign rallies, it's not door knocking, state fairs, photo ops, all the shit people usually do to win elections. So it's gotten really weird. How weird, you ask? Instead of campaign rallies and door knockings, Trump's polling numbers have gotten very bad. It's so bad, in fact, that he seems to be trying to win the election by destroying the post office so that people can't mail in their ballots and can only vote by going to their nearest polling place, which is set up to be like going to a rave circa 1991, where you're only allowed to vote if you can find a payphone and then page a guy and go to another corner and give a different guy a can of Jolt Cola, even though that company went bankrupt in 2009. And then you have to wear a leotard and corduroy overalls and Doc Martens and drive your Toyota Cressida 35 miles away down a dirt road to find the rave / polling place where you can't fill out your ballot until you've taken ecstasy and it's already dawn. It's getting weird. How weird, you ask?
How weird?
So weird that every time something f***ed up happens, people post on media Gee, I didn't have that on my 2020 bingo card. It's so weird. Everyone in America is playing this f***ed up Armageddon bingo. My grandma didn't play this kind of bingo. Oh, honey, I got people dying from getting COVID at COVID parties. A guy growing a synthetic penis on his elbow. Kanye West on the ballot in Ohio as a spoiler for Joe Biden. Federal agents disappearing protesters from the streets of Portland, Oregon. I got bingo. What did I win? A horrific death on a ventilator by myself. Yay.
Oh, no.
It's getting weird. How weird, you ask?
How weird?
So weird. So weird that Nate Silver can't confidently predict the election outcome because his statistical model of aggregating polling data can't account for the now very real possibility that Trump will refuse to concede the election and there will be armed white supremacists fighting in the streets with black cowboys. Trump asks reasonably, why try to win an election in reality when you could just say you won? Fake it till you make it has worked so far. What are liberals going to do? Start an online petition to object? Call him orange again? It's getting weird. How weird, you
ask?
How
weird?
It's so weird that conservatives have actually decided that a winning argument in a close contested election to unite a divided nation is to say that the only plausible explanation for a wet pussy is a medical condition, like bacterial vaginosis. So I don't know if you've missed this, Alice, but there's a new video out called WAP, which stands for Wet Ass Pussy, by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Obviously, Cardi B is short for Cardi Bay, which is pig Latin for Bacardi, named for the mayor of Santiago de Cuba after the Spanish-American War drove the Spanish from Cuba, and also rum. And Megan Thee Stallion is a rapper who takes her name from the classic Martin Buber book, I and Thee Stallion, referring to a concrete encounter in which two beings meet one another in their authentic existence of twerking in a pool of Jell-O without any qualification or objectification. And the WAP video is so popular and so raunchy, it was viewed 80 million times in the first week.
Jeez.
And there's a lot of reasonable responses to a song about wet pussy. It could be, this makes me feel some things, and I need time for myself. That's a common response. Or, this is not for me. That's a fine response.
Legitimate.
But because things are so weird right now, the right-wing response in America, literally, to this video is, well, actually, this is false. Pussies don't get wet unless they're broken. There are conservatives online. So my unscientific understanding is that an aroused woman's vagina can get moist. And so what conservative men are telling us is that they have no firsthand experience of a woman being so turned on in their presence that their body had the normal physiological response, and they thought that declaring that out loud in public was the way to win the culture war.
I've seen this argument online. I saw a man argue that no woman actually enjoys sexual encounters at all, and all women just do it for pretensies and in order to attain a mate that they then lock down for the purposes of raising children, and they never participate in sex for fun or pleasure. And it makes you want to give, simultaneously, it makes you want to give these people a hug because, like, oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry that your relationships have been so bad, but also not want to touch them with a 10-foot pole.
You know, and for some of these people, it's like you want to sort of figure out how to, like, slip a note to their wives of, like, you know, blink twice if you need someone to break you out and make you come super hard. Like,
blink if you want to do that on the town hall. If you'd like me to send you a magic wand.
Right. There are tools you can use.
Just stick a dildo on a Roomba. Like, well, that's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Kyle. Dear Alice and guest of dubious repute. That's you today, NATO, and a real understatement of your repute, which is, I think, both bloodthirsty and extremely administrative. Why are so many of the guests on The Last Post disgraced? The roster of regular contributors includes both a disgraced former Home Secretary and a disgraced yoga instructress. I assume it's only a matter of time until Nish Kumar becomes disgraced in the world of health gurus. I would very much prefer to see future guests on The Last Post that are exclusively graced or possibly super graced. Yours sincerely, Kyle. Kyle, so many of the guests on The Last Post are disgraced because it's extremely difficult to live in the modern world without achieving some level of disgrace or cancellation. And, you know, as with Paradise Lost by Milton, you're always more interested in the devil, aren't you? He's a bit of a looker, that devil, I assume. Nato, have you got any response to this?
I don't really appreciate the letter from disgraced letter writer Kyle.
Well, that's all the time we have. And again, thank you for writing in, Kyle, even though it was a stupid letter. You too can write a letter to the editor by emailing us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Please go back into our feed and find out what happened in the past. If you enjoy our podcast, do tell your friends. That's the only way we keep our heads above water, and by heads in water, we mean paying our bills. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Nato Green. Nato, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have a new series out. It's called Laughter Against the Machine. It is streaming on Mean TV, the first worker-owned post-capitalist subscription streaming service. It is a series in which me and fellow comedians W. Kamau Bell and Janine Brito travel the country, entertaining the troops on the front lines of the fight for justice.
Yes, from each according to his abilities, to each according to his Wi-Fi speed. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Go back into our feed to find Nato Green episodes because they are all brilliant. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.